All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, things did not get started for the right foot on me. For me, this past Thursday night, as I picked the New Orleans Saints to go on the road and keep their winning streak going versus the Dallas Cowboys. However, the stingy defense of the Cowboys had different things in mind, as they not only ended the Saints' 10-game winning streak, but they also proved themselves to be a contender in the NFC in the process. Now, with that said, we have some good games on tap for this Sunday, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 13 in the NFL season. Now, it's going to start off in Atlanta. You're going to have the 4-7 Falcons hosting the 6-5 Baltimore Ravens. Both of these teams are still clinging to playoff hopes in their respective conferences, but if you're the Ravens, things are looking a little bit better for you than they are the Falcons. And for Baltimore, of course, they have an electric playmaker at quarterback, and I'm talking about the youngster in Lamar Jackson, and he needs to go out there and take advantage of the fact that the fences around the NFL still don't know how to defend him, because there's not a lot of tape of him going around right now. You look at Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan, and he's got to be able to be poised going up against that Ravens defense. And this offensive line has to buy him enough time to find wide receiver Julio Jones. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair, but I'm going to give Atlanta the slight edge at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Falcons by the score of 27-24. Now, in the Queen City, you're going to have the 5-6 Cincinnati Bengals hosting the 5-6 Denver Broncos. And for the loser of this contest, they will be definitely fighting an uphill battle in regards to getting to the postseason. Now, for Cincinnati, they had that strong start, but things have gone south for them very quickly. They lost quarterback Andy Dalton for the season last week in their home loss to the Cleveland Browns. And right now, they are facing a Broncos team that is hot. Denver has won their last two games. They're relying on their running game with rookie running back Philip Lindsay, as well as that stingy defense. And now you're asking Jeff Driscoll to go at quarterback and try to, you know, combat the likes of Von Miller and Bradley Chubb in that pass rush. Plain and simple, it ain't happening. Thus, I'm going to take Denver on the road by the score of 23-17. Now, in Motown, you're going to have the 10-1 Los Angeles Rams traveling to take on the 4-7 Detroit Lions. The Rams come into this contest favored by 10 points, and they are closing in on their second consecutive NFC West title. You look at this Rams defense, they are expected to have Aqib Talib back, and that is only going to make a stingy unit that much more stingier, as Lions quarterback Matt Stafford has to deal with the likes of Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald on that defensive line. Now, defensively for the Lions, they've got to go out there and try to find a way to slow down Rams running back Todd Gurley, which is easier said than done. The Lions will give a game effort, but the bottom line is the Rams are simply the more talented team. Thus, I'm going to take Los Angeles on the road in this one by the score of 34-20. Now, at Lambeau Field, it's the 4-6-1 Green Bay Packers hosting the 2-9 Arizona Cardinals. Green Bay comes into this contest favored by 13.5 points. They're undefeated at home this season. The game time temperature will be 38 degrees, and there's a possibility of snow. Now, for the Packers, they still have an outside shot to make the playoffs, but the bottom line is it's go time right now, and they've got to go out there and take care of their business versus a Cardinals team who they should be. Now, of course, you have one of the best in the business at the quarterback position for the Packers in Aaron Rodgers, and you have a guy on the other side who could be one of the future stars of this league in Cardinals quarterback Josh Rosen. I think the Cardinals will be game. However, I think the Packers will play with a sense of urgency, and I think that sense of urgency will get them to the 30-20 victory. Now, in Miami, you're going to have the 5-6 Dolphins hosting the 4-7 Buffalo Bills. And Buffalo, they're 4-7, but it's safe to say they've overachieved a little bit because the Bills have been a game bunch all season long under head coach Sean McDermott. But you look at this Miami team, and they're 5-6, but there's something different about them this year than it was last year. They're playing together. They're cohesive. They're in each ball game, win or lose. And, you know, this team just loves playing for the guy next to them. And I think that's going to factor in. They're 4-1 at home, and I think they keep that trend continuous going. Listen, I'm going to take Miami at home by the score of 27-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the 8-3 Chicago Bears traveling to take on the 3-8 New York Football Giants. And if you're the Giants, they found a way to let another game slip through their grasp last week as they blew an early 19-3 lead on the road versus the Philadelphia Eagles. For the Giants to go out there and pull off the upset, they've got to run the football a lot with running back Saquon Barkley, and they got to go play action passing with Eli to Odell and Sterling Shepard. But the bottom line is Eli has to get the football out quick because he is dealing with a very stingy Bears defense and also a Bears unit that knows how to rush the passer. We saw backup quarterback replace Mitchell Trubisky last week, and I'm talking about Chase Daniel, as he went out there and he played an effective brand of football for the Bears in their victory versus the Lions. I think he relied on his playmakers around him, and I think he's going to be able to do that again because the Giants don't have a solid pass rush to slow him down. Thus, I'm going to take the Bears in this contest by the score of 30-17. Now in Tampa, you're going to have the 4-7 Buccaneers hosting the 6-5 Carolina Panthers. And this is a rarity under head coach Ron Rivera, as the Panthers come into this contest nursing a 3-game losing streak. And this team really needs to get back on track because what looked like a short trip to the playoffs a month ago is not such a sure thing anymore. Now for Carolina, they're only 1-4 away from home, and I think they need to go out there and play with an edge again. And that's something that we haven't seen from Carolina in recent weeks. They've got to go out there and they've got to win the battle in the trenches on both sides of the football. Defensively, they've got to go out there and wreak havoc and force Bucs quarterback Jameis Winston into making a couple of turnovers. Offensively, Carolina's got to go out there and dictate things with their running game early and often and just really establish themselves on the line of scrimmage. I think Carolina does play with a sense of urgency this Sunday, and thus I'm going to take the Panthers by the score of 34-23. Now, in Jacksonville, you're going to have the 3-8 Jaguars hosting the 6-5 Indianapolis Colts. And don't look now, because if you expected one team in this matchup to be contending at this point of the year for a postseason spot, you would have thought it would have been the Jaguars, not the Colts, when this season started. But you look at Indianapolis. They started 1-5, and now they've gotten things going with veteran quarterback Andrew Luck. And this team is buying in to what first-year head coach Frank Reich is selling. Andrew Luck is getting back to being a very precise and confident quarterback in that pocket. And when Andrew Luck is confident, that is bad news for the rest of the National Football League. Now, the Jaguars started off 3-1, but they've lost 7 straight. This week saw them fire their offensive coordinator. They benched quarterback Blake Bortles in favor of Cody Kessler, and that is never a good sign. This Jaguars' once stingy defense is not as stingy as they were last season, and their opponents are taking advantage of that. And I think that trend does not stop this Sunday. Thus, I'm going to take the Colts on the road by the score of 27-17. Now, in Houston, you're going to have the 8-3 Houston Texans taking on the 4-6-1 Cleveland Browns. And don't look now, but Houston is the hottest team in the NFL, as they have won 8 straight games after losing their first 3 games of the year. And the bottom line is quarterback Deshaun Watson is a problem for opponents, and he is a playmaker and the real deal. And as long as the Texans can keep Watson healthy, teams around the league are going to have a problem. Now, we've seen Browns rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield be exciting this year, but he's going to have to deal with a fierce pass rush, and I'm talking about the likes of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney, as they're going to make life tough for him. And if they can contain Mayfield and force him into making some turnovers, Houston should get the victory. But the bottom line is the Texans are a better team than the Browns right now, and thus I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 34-24. Now in Nashville, you're going to have the 5-6 Tennessee Titans taking on the 3-8 New York Jets. Tennessee comes into this contest favored by 8 points, and they are looking to hang around in that AFC South picture. We know that the Titans can get after you on defense, and they want to try to establish things on offense with their running game. But I think this contest is going to come down to their defense, and what can they do to Jets veteran quarterback Josh McCown to make him uncomfortable? I think that is where the contest is going to be won. The Jets are only 1-4 away from MetLife Stadium this season, and I think this season is not only starting to get away from them, but also their head coach, Todd Bowles. This one's going to take the Titans at home by the score of 30-20. Now, out in Oakland, you're going to have the 2-9 Raiders hosting the 9-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City comes into this contest favored by 14 points, and if they are clicking on all cylinders, this will be a long afternoon for the Raiders. The Raiders simply don't have the pass rush right now to slow down the Chiefs, and if they cannot get the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, he is going to carve them up all day long. The Raiders might be game for John Gruden in this contest, as some youngsters are trying to establish themselves in the league. But the bottom line is Kansas City is simply the better team. Thus, I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one by the score of 41-24. Now, you're going to have the 8-3 New England Patriots hosting the 6-4-1 Minnesota Vikings. The game time temperature is 53 degrees and there is a chance of rain, but the bottom line is you look at the way that the Patriots play, rain, sleet, or snow, they go out there and get the job done. And Patriots quarterback Tom Brady does a good job of getting the football out quick, and if he has his guys healthy, and I'm talking about tight end Rob Gronkowski along with wide receivers Julian Edelman and Josh Gordon, it's going to be an interesting chess matchup, because if the Vikings pass rush cannot get to Tom Brady and he gets the football out, they're going to have a long afternoon. I expect Bill Belichick to go out there and cook up a game plan to try to confuse Vikings veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins. And if this Patriots defense can force one or two turnovers off of Cousins, it will ensure a victory. I think this is going to be a back and forth contest throughout, but New England will have enough to get past Minnesota at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Pats by the score of 34-27. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, you're going to have the 6-5 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 2-9 San Francisco 49ers. Seattle comes into this contest favored by 10 points. And for the Seahawks, they want to try to keep the momentum going after their big win last Sunday on the road versus the Carolina Panthers. You look at the Seahawks, and they're doing a solid job with their young running backs, which includes our rookie Rashad Penny. And that is really providing the Seahawks offense with some balance. You see more life in the Seahawks defensively as well, and they want to go out there and make life tough for this struggling San Francisco 49ers offense. It's the return of Richard Sherman. Of course, he spent so many great years playing for the Seahawks, helped them win a Super Bowl back in 2013, but now he's a member of the Niners. And I guarantee you it will be emotional at the kickoff, but the Seahawks still want to go out there and take care of business versus their former mate. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home by the score of 34-17. The Sunday night game will see the Pittsburgh Steelers with a record of 7-3-1 hosting the Los Angeles Chargers, who have a record of 8-3. And there is a possibility that we could see these two teams meet in January. You look at the Steelers, they're looking to get back on track after their disappointing loss last Sunday versus the Denver Broncos. And the bottom line is they got to execute when they get to the red zone. We've seen the Steelers. We know that they can move the football up and down the field. But the bottom line is when they get into the red zone, they've got to execute. And they've got to go out there and try to slow down a Chargers offense that was really clicking last week with quarterback Phillip Rivers. I think this is going to be a classic showdown between two of the quarterbacks from the 2004 NFL draft class. I think both of them will find themselves in the Hall of Fame. And I think this game will be something that they'll be talking about for years to come. But I'm going to take the Steelers at home by the score of 37-31. And finally, on Monday Night Football, a very important battle in the NFC East, as Washington, with a record of 6-5, is traveling to take on the 5-6 Philadelphia Eagles. And both of these teams are trying to keep up with the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East division, which all of a sudden has become very contentious. Now, for Washington, they're trying to hold on with quarterback Colt McCoy, and that's going to be tough because Philly's defense woke up in the second half in their victory last Sunday versus the New York Giants, and they want to try to keep that momentum going as they want to try to force Colt McCoy into making some mistakes. But the bottom line for Philly, they have all of the talent in the world in each phase of the game. They've got to wake up and play with a sense of urgency. I think that 16-point deficit last week to the Giants woke them up, and I think they keep that trend going. Thus, I'm going to take Philly at home in this contest by the score of 27-20. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 13 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.